Fundamental techniques in handling people. To excel in building friendships and influencing people, start by grasping and practicing the fundamental rules of interacting with others. Always remind yourself of how crucial these principles are. Regularly review them and think about how you can apply them in your life. Use them whenever possible, and don't hesitate to ask a friend, partner, or colleague to point out when you might not be following these guidelines. Keep track of your progress by noting down instances where you've successfully applied each of these methods. Principle 1. Be nice. The most fundamental principle in relating to people is kindness. Avoid criticizing, condemning, or complaining about others. Instead of judging or belittling them, strive to comprehend their actions and motivations. This approach allows you to be supportive, show empathy, and be patient and kind. Treating people this way encourages positive responses and encourages a harmonious relationship. It may require self-discipline to restrain negative feelings towards others, but it's crucial. If you wish to influence others positively, it's more effective to focus on your own actions and attitudes. Principle 2. Find out what they want. Another crucial skill is understanding what others desire and fulfilling those desires. People have various wants. Some common ones include good health and staying alive, food, sleep, money and things that money can buy, satisfaction from sexual experiences, the well-being of their kids, and a sense of importance. Many desires can be satisfied, but the need to feel important stands out as particularly strong. It's what drives people to wear trendy clothes, drive flashy cars, and strive for success. To truly grasp someone's character, you must pinpoint what makes them feel important. Once you know this, you can make them feel valued. Conversely, it's crucial to avoid anything that might diminish their sense of importance. When providing feedback to an employee, focus on using rewards rather than criticism to inspire them. Criticism from a boss can crush someone's drive. It's crucial to offer praise whenever possible and be cautious when pointing out mistakes. But avoid fake compliments because they come off as insincere and self-serving. People generally see through flattery and don't respond well to it. Instead, show genuine appreciation and honesty in your feedback. Principle 3. Help them get what they want. The third key principle is to ignite a strong desire in others. This principle works because everyone is naturally driven by their desires. If you want to gain more influence over people, discover what they aim to achieve and assist them in reaching their goals. To achieve this, it's essential to understand their perspective and carefully consider their goals alongside your own. 6 ways to make people like you. To make people like you, it's crucial to pay attention to them and demonstrate that you care about their well-being. Here are 6 basic guidelines to follow. The first rule, to truly connect with people and earn their support repeatedly, start by genuinely caring about them. As a manager, this approach not only boosts employee loyalty but also enhances your standing as a representative of your organization. When you show authentic interest in others, you naturally attract attention and cooperation, creating lasting bonds and mutual respect. The second rule, smiling is crucial because actions communicate more effectively than words, and it demonstrates your warmth towards others. When you smile, it shows that you are happy to meet someone and open to being friendly. However, it's important that your smile is genuine and sincere, not forced or fake. People can tell when a smile is not heartfelt, and they might feel put off by it. A genuine smile, coming from a place of sincerity, helps draw people towards you naturally. The third rule, remembering people's names can be easy if you take a simple approach. When you meet someone new, make sure to ask about their name and also learn a bit about their family, job, or hobbies. Imagine this information visually in your mind. This technique helps you recall it later when you see them again. Remembering names is important because people value their names highly. It's why many companies are named after their founders and why donors give large sums to have buildings named after them, like libraries or museums. The fourth rule, being a good listener and showing genuine interest in others is key. When someone is talking to you, focus entirely on them without getting distracted. This makes them feel valued and respected. Listening attentively is crucial in customer service too. For instance, when a customer comes with a complaint, simply listening can often calm them down and resolve their issues. It shows that you care about their concerns, and this alone can make their frustrations go away. The fifth rule, Theodore Roosevelt was known for his exceptional conversational skills. He had a knack for delving into various subjects with great depth. Before meeting someone important, Roosevelt would thoroughly research their interests. This habit allowed him to impress others with his extensive knowledge. He understood that the royal road to a person's heart is to talk about the things he or she treasures most. The sixth rule, consider how you can genuinely admire qualities in others to make them feel important. William James, a famous psychologist, once noted, "The deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated. By sincerely expressing gratitude, you can help boost others' sense of self-worth. Avoid insincere compliments that might seem like mere flattery. How to win people to your way of thinking. Here are 12 methods to convincingly make others believe what you say. Make a conscious effort to use each approach in your conversations. Winning arguments through avoidance, to succeed in discussions. It's wise to avoid direct conflicts. Arguments often make people defensive, leading them to hold on to their views even tighter. When you find yourself in a quarrel, there's rarely a clear victory. Losing means losing face, while winning might create resentment. It's better to steer clear of disputes altogether. 2. Respect others' opinions. It's crucial to show respect for what others think. Careless words or gestures can easily convey disagreement and provoke a defensive response. When you challenge someone's viewpoint, they're more likely to strike back than to reconsider their stance. It's important to tread carefully to maintain harmony in conversations. 3. Admitting mistakes. When you realize you've made a mistake, own up to it right away. Admitting your error quickly can soften criticism from others. People are more likely to be understanding and supportive when you take responsibility for your actions. On the flip side, avoiding admitting mistakes can lead to more criticism and frustration. 4. Starting on a positive note, begin with kindness. When addressing someone, especially if you're upset, it helps to begin in a friendly manner. Using a gentle approach can help ease any negative feelings they might have toward you. This sets a better tone for resolving disagreements and getting others to see your perspective. 5. Starting with agreement, yes, begin by finding common ground. Discuss topics where you both agree and say yes. Once you encounter a disagreement and say no, it becomes a challenge to navigate, as your discussion partner aims to stay consistent. Therefore, it's beneficial to initiate with queries that elicit a positive response or a statement that encourages consensus. Once the other person is accustomed to saying yes, you can approach more challenging questions. 6. Listening to client complaints. When handling complaints, let your clients take the lead. Allow them to express everything they need to. As you listen attentively, you'll gain insight into their business and issues, putting you in a better position to assist. Practice patience and an open mind, sincerely encouraging clients to voice their concerns and ideas fully. 7. Empower others to take ownership of ideas. Encourage collaboration by letting others take the lead in suggesting ideas. People trust ideas more when they come up with them themselves. 8. See things from their perspective. Put yourself in their shoes to better grasp their wants and needs. This is crucial, especially when trying to convince someone about a product or course of action. Understanding their motivations is key. 9. Understanding others' perspectives. Acknowledge and respect the way others think or what they desire. Even if you don't agree or would handle things differently, showing empathy is key. For instance, say, "I don't blame you one iota for feeling as you do. If I were you, I would undoubtedly feel just as you do." 10. Appealing to noble motives. When trying to persuade others, appeal to their higher aspirations and better intentions. People often have two reasons for their actions, the real one and the one that sounds virtuous. By appealing to their positive motives, you stand a better chance of influencing them positively. 11. Motivating through dramatic expression. By presenting your ideas dramatically, you make them more compelling and convincing. Use strong examples and enthusiasm to effectively communicate your thoughts. This approach works well because simply stating a fact isn't always enough. The truth needs to be vivid and engaging. 12. Using challenges to inspire others. This method is effective because accomplished individuals enjoy opportunities to demonstrate their skills. For instance, industrialist Charles Schwab once marked a large 6 on the floor of a mill to signify the day shift workers' production. When the night shift employees arrived, they countered with a 7, showing their improved output. This friendly competition motivated the day shift workers to aim higher, leaving a 10 on the floor at the end of their shift. Schwab's straightforward challenge encouraged his staff to work more efficiently and diligently, achieving better results than mere requests could. Be a leader. To lead effectively and inspire change, it's crucial to follow 9 important principles. These principles help in motivating others without causing offense or resentment. 1. Start with genuine praise and appreciation when discussing an issue or concern. 2. Point out mistakes subtly instead of directly. 3. Share your own past mistakes before pointing out others. 4. Avoid giving direct commands, ask questions like, "What do you think of this?" 5. Never make someone feel embarrassed or lose face. 6. Recognize any improvement, even if it's small. 7. Give others a positive reputation to strive for. 8. Encourage them by making the solution seem simple. 9. Make people feel excited to try your ideas. Appeal to their higher aspirations and better intentions. People often have 2 reasons for their actions, the real one and the one that sounds virtuous. By appealing to their positive motives, you stand a better chance of influencing them positively. 11. Motivating through dramatic expression. By presenting your ideas dramatically, you make them more compelling and convincing. Use strong examples and enthusiasm to effectively communicate your thoughts. This approach works well because simply stating a fact isn't always enough, the truth needs to be vivid and engaging. 12. Using challenges to inspire others. This method is effective because accomplished individuals enjoy opportunities to demonstrate their skills. For instance, industrialist Charles Schwab once marked a large 6 on the floor of a mill to signify the day shift workers' production. When the night shift employees arrived, they countered with a 7, showing their improved output. This friendly competition motivated the day shift workers to aim higher, leaving a 10 on the floor at the end of their shift. Schwab's straightforward challenge encouraged his staff to work more efficiently and diligently, achieving better results than mere requests could. Be a leader. To lead effectively and inspire change, it's crucial to follow 9 important principles. These principles help in motivating others without causing offense or resentment. 1. Start with genuine praise and appreciation when discussing an issue or concern. 2. Point out mistakes subtly instead of directly. 3. Share your own past mistakes before pointing out others. 4. Avoid giving direct commands, ask questions like, "What do you think of this?" 5. Never make someone feel embarrassed or lose face. 6. Recognize any improvement, even if it's small. 7. Give others a positive reputation to strive for. 8. Encourage them by making the solution seem simple. 9. Make people feel excited to try your ideas. Key points. 1. Be kind and understanding to build positive relationships. 2. Discover what others value to make them feel important. 3. Help others achieve their goals to gain influence. 4. Show genuine interest and listen attentively to connect deeply. 5. Start conversations positively to resolve conflicts effectively. 6. Appeal to noble motives and aspirations to persuade effectively. 7. Lead by acknowledging, encouraging, and respecting others.